This is an audio version of the article, Docker and Containers The Why, by Rakesh Narayan, available at rakeshnarayan.com. It works on my machine. Those four words have caused more deployment failures, more late nights and more heated conversations between developers and operations teams than almost anything else in software history. Containers are the solution. Docker is the tool that made containers mainstream. This post explains the concept, what containers are, why they exist, and why they matter, without turning into a command line tutorial. Useful context: this post connects to the cloud service model, IaaS, PaaS and SaaS. Containers are how modern cloud-native applications are packaged and run on PaaS platforms. SAP BTP's Kaima runtime runs containerized workloads. The problem containers solve: software runs in an environment, an operating system, with specific libraries, specific versions, specific configurations. A Python application might require Python 3.11 and a specific database library version. Your development machine has those. The production server might have Python 3.9 and a different version. The application breaks. The traditional solution was documentation and discipline. Write down every dependency. Make sure every environment is configured identically. This worked poorly. Environments drifted. Configurations diverged. Deployments failed. The container solution: package the application together with everything it needs to run the code, the runtime, the libraries, the configuration into a single self-contained unit. That unit runs identically everywhere. The following table shows the old approach and the container approach. What a container actually is: a container is an isolated process running on a host operating system. It shares the host OS kernel but has its own file system, its own network interface, and its own process space. From inside the container, it looks like a complete environment. From the host, it is just a process. This is different from a virtual machine, VM, which emulates an entire computer, including a separate operating system. The following table shows container and virtual machine, VM. Following image: container versus virtual machine comparison, showing VM stack with hypervisor and guest OS versus container stack sharing host OS with no guest OS layer. Docker, what it is and what it does. Docker is not containers. Docker is a platform that makes working with containers practical. It provides the tools to build container images, run containers and share them through a registry. Before Docker, 2013. Container technology existed in Linux, but was complex to use. Docker wrapped it in a usable developer experience, and containers went from a specialist technique to an industry standard within a few years. The following table shows Docker concept, what it means, and analogy. Immutability is the key insight a Docker image. Once built, does not change. Every time you run it, you get the same container. This is what eliminates environment drift. The image is the environment. If you need to change something, you build a new image. Following image, Docker build and run flow, showing Docker file to Docker image to Docker container, with one image creating multiple identical containers. Why this matters beyond development? Microservices. Containers are the natural unit for microservices, small, independently deployable services that together form a larger application. Each service runs in its own container, with its own dependencies, deployed and scaled independently. CI/CD pipelines. Continuous integration and delivery pipelines use containers to ensure that the version of the application tested is exactly the version deployed. The container image that passes tests is the image that goes to production byte for byte. Kubernetes. Once you have many containers running, you need something to manage them: starting, stopping, scaling, routing traffic. Kubernetes is the industry standard container orchestration platform. Most cloud providers offer managed Kubernetes. SAP BTP's Kaima Runtime is a managed Kubernetes environment. Kubernetes manages containers the way an airline manages flights, scheduling where they run, handling failures, scaling capacity to demand and routing traffic. Four things it does specifically. Scheduling decides which server to run each container on based on available resources. Self-healing, if a container crashes. Kubernetes detects it and starts a replacement automatically. Scaling, if traffic increases. Kubernetes starts more container instances. When it drops, it removes them. Load balancing distributes incoming traffic across all running instances of a container. Without Kubernetes or a similar orchestrator, you would do all of this manually, watching for crashes, starting new containers, updating routing rules. At scale, that is a full-time job. Kubernetes automates it. Docker and SAP, BTP, the connection. The following table shows SAP BTP component and role of containers. You may use containers without knowing IT. SAP Cloud Foundry on BTP creates and manages containers for your deployed apps automatically. You push code, the platform handles the containerization. Kaima is where you interact with containers more directly, building images, defining deployments. What this means in practice for SAP BTP development, when you push code to Cloud Foundry on BTP, the platform detects your runtime, Java, Node, JS, Python, creates a container image automatically, schedules it on available infrastructure, and gives you a URL. You do not write a Docker file. You do not configure a server. You push code, and it runs in a container, on managed infrastructure, with built-in scaling and health checks. The container is an implementation detail the platform handles. Kaima is where you interact with containers directly, useful when you need more control, or when you are deploying AI workloads with specific resource requirements. The mental model in one view. The following table shows concept and one-line summary. What to take away? Containers solved a problem that had frustrated developers and operations teams for decades. By packaging an application and everything it needs into a single immutable unit, they eliminated environment inconsistency and made deployments predictable. Docker made this accessible. Kubernetes made it scalable. And cloud platforms including SAP BTP's Kaima runtime made it manageable without requiring your team to run their own infrastructure. You do not need to write Docker files to work effectively in a containerized world. But understanding what containers are and why they exist makes every conversation about cloud architecture and deployment clearer. Related posts on this site, the Cloud Service Model, IaaS, PaaS and SaaS, containers run on PaaS platforms like SAP BTP, abstracting the infrastructure beneath. <br>SAP BTP, the platform explained, Kaima runtime on BTP is where containerized SAP extensions and AI workloads are deployed. <br>GIT, the mental model, GIT and containers are the two most foundational tools in modern software delivery pipelines. <br>How servers actually work, the mental model, CPU, RAM and virtualization. Understanding the physical machine makes clear exactly what a container is and is not sharing. <br>Microservices architecture, what it is and when it makes sense. Containers are how most teams actually deploy microservices. This post covers when splitting into services makes sense in the first place. Published on rakeshnarayan.com articles.